Now, somebody's saying Vera's birthday was in May.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, yeah, I thought it was much earlier.
Who was saying?
Beginning of May sometime.
Oh, somebody was telling me. I don't know why I thought her birthday was on Wednesday.
Because he said, Big Fatty said the old goat had his birthday this week.
Oh,
the well, who is the old goat?
Ginger Bear, it's Mama.
Well, I suppose it was Auntie Vera.
That's what I assume.
But I remember he had his birthday much earlier.
No, Auntie Vera is the old gal.
Oh.
I thought it was the old sea hag.
Well, no, he doesn't call her sea hag anymore. No, snark.
Yeah. Oh. I think Big Fatty is confusing everybody.
Well, no, when is Gooch's birthday? Maybe it was Gooch.
The old goat.
Maybe it was Gooch. When's Gooch's birthday?
Ginger Bear, it's Mama.
No, it's not his either.
It's okay. In like November, December.
I don't know. Okay, never mind. Well, then fuck her. No, I'm just kidding.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh. I think Big Fatty is confusing.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1070 of the BFO for Monday, the 5th of March, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Sure, y'all, Big Fatty is feeling so much better. Big Fatty, does that mean I have to unbubble wrap all this shit? Hello, Eggies! Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Eggies! Hi, everyone, I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, we are Eggies. We are all Eggies today, but y'all, it is not. It is not our fault that we have egg on our face. On this Monday morning, y'all, because we'll get into it a little bit later, but y'all, hi! I hope you had a wonderful, lovely weekend. Big Fatty, I gotta tell you, y'all, when last I spoke to you, I told you that I had been to the Whole Foods, and that does have a W in it, y'all. It really took it out of me, and y'all, I got to say, that was on Thursday evening, or late afternoon Thursday, I guess it was, and y'all, when Friday rolled around, y'all, it was probably the second worst day of all this mess that I had had. Y'all, it had just taken everything out of me, I spent most of Friday in the bed, y'all, and just taking pain medicine and taking the other stuff to help clear it up. And y'all, it was not a good day for Big Fatty. Poor Big Fatty. The good news is that Saturday, Big Fatty felt great. And so far today on Sunday, as I am recording this, many of you may think that this is live when you hear it. It's not, y'all. It's not. Y'all, I feel pretty good today also. Y'all, I was didn't take as much pain medicine on Saturday, and I think that's good. And woke up Sunday morning, which... A little uncomfortable, and so I did that, and I took some more then, and y'all, then I'll tell you more about all that when we get into the weekend update, but y'all, before we do anything else, we've got to do this. Yes, Big Eggy! Yeah, Gussie McMussie, y'all, there's a lot of egg. In fact, there's so much egg on people's faces that there's omelets. There's omelets on their faces. Big Fatty, please move forward. Anyway, y'all,
Not only on Saturday was it Stevie B's celebration of exiting the birth canal, but y'all, it was also the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the batshit crazy Kathy Bacon, y'all. Dear Gussie McFatty, how did you miss that one, y'all? I blame it. I'm putting complete blame on Miss Bacon herself, y'all. She's been sneaky. She's just been a little sneak. She's just, oh, I'm not gonna tell anybody. Oh no, no, I'm not gonna tell anybody, and y'all. Speaking of eggs, y'all, that was bacon and eggs. Yes, McFatty, was it bacon? Yes. Y'all, she just didn't tell anybody. Y'all, there's several people who had calendars that they did not have her name on it. Y'all, the assistant did not have her name on the master calendar. And so, y'all, it just went unrecognized here on the BFO. But, y'all, I did notice that quite a few people did wish Miss Bacon a happy exiting of the birth canal. And, y'all, I'm pleased to say that there was cake. I saw a picture. And so, anyway. But, y'all, one exiting of the birth canal that we do know about. And, y'all, by the way, the assistant has not gotten me the list of the celebrations for this week yet, so there may be others for today. But y'all, the one that we do know about for today is none other than the Ginger Bear up there in the Chicago's. And y'all, I'm sure that Tom and Terry, old Digger, will be more than happy with the Ginger Bear being of such an advanced age. You know, he needs to be making some final arrangements, and I'm sure Digger will give him a Pride 48 discount or something like that. And anyway, and I'm sure Miss La 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 Lauren is gonna fix him a big old steak. Big Fatty, she's a vegetarian.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I am feeling better because y'all, my old, most regular gentleman caller stopped by just prior to me beginning to record the little show on Sunday. And so, y'all, I know I'm feeling better. And, y'all, I did, however, wear a T-shirt he could not see the scarring. And, y'all, by the way, some of you have asked for pictures of Big Fatty's shingles. Ain't gonna happen, y'all. It just ain't going to happen. Trust me, you don't want to see it. And, y'all, speaking of that, I want to say a big thank you to the Vons. Yo, yo, hey, yo, yo. For the lovely, sweet comments she had on her Friday little show. And, just reviewing the weekend. Oh, let me finish telling you about the gentleman caller though. But y'all, my old most regular gentleman caller, it's been weeks since he's been over here, and y'all, he did tell me that today, Monday, he is having some surgery on his shoulder. So y'all, this was kind of not a farewell, but just kind of a on hold butt licking. Be ready, please. We don't need to hear about what you were licking. But anyway, But y'all, it was damn good. It was damn good. And so we wish him well with the surgery and all. And so we'll see when he's back in the saddle, so to speak. Manny, please don't tell him you got a saddle and a sling. But anyway, but y'all, Friday, y'all, I didn't do a damn thing. I really did just sleep all day long. And then Saturday, I did even less. No, I take that back. I caught up on a lot of programs that I had on the TV machine. Y'all, I'm delighted to have caught up on some of them. Now, I've still got some that I'm behind on. But anyway. But that's okay. Y'all, I called Granny and Miss Porter on Saturday and said, no, no, I will not be going out to the And also, I did not have the Tanqueray and tonic with two limes on Saturday, as is customary, because y'all, quite frankly, it scared me a little bit. No, I shouldn't say scared me, but it made me a little leery of going out and overdoing it after I went to the grocery store. But y'all, and I did not go out, and I'm glad I didn't. Sunday, I got up and piddled around and everything and got the message from my gentleman caller that he wanted to come by this afternoon. I said, yes! And y'all, and since I was up and showered and dressed and everything, I decided, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Y'all went by the Vons East, and y'all, I had to get the Hatterina. An exiting of the birth canal cod, because y'all, hers is coming up 2 weeks from today on the 19th of March. So I wanted to go ahead and get that. Y'all had to get some eggs. I got me some more strawberries, some broccoli and green beans and chicken bazooms and some ground chuck. Tomatoes, what else did I get? Oh, y'all, I got this stuff that, that Larry Klaas said, it's a type of bread, it's called Ezekiel, and I don't know if you've heard of this or not, but y'all, it's a high fiber bread and low, in the carbohydrates, and, so I'm going to, start introducing that, back into my, routine, you know, just, sparingly. It's good for you. It doesn't have any of that high fructose cone syrup in it. You know, y'all, believe it or not, bread. They put that shit in bread, y'all. I just don't understand it. I know the Vons, talked about that, for many a moon. But anyway, y'all, I spent $43.03 and I saved $10.36. So I thought that was pretty good. And, another thing I didn't tell you about, y'all. Saturday evening, y'all, I spoke to old Phineas, Dr. Phineas Stone, out there in the San Diegos. And, y'all, he and I are beginning to do some research into the good days, which is coming up. You know, we're just 60 days away, y'all. And once we've made some firm plans, Big Fatty, you're making something firm with Phineas Stone? Yes! I'll let you know. I'll just let you know what the plans are in case. But y'all, after I went by the Vons East, I went by the P.O. Box. Make a wish. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I had been told to be on the lookout for a package at the P.O. Box. And y'all, it was there. And y'all, it is from that Joe in Dallas. You know Joe in Dallas. He was the number one fan of the BFO for for 2011. Yes, Big Fatty and y'all, he sent me a package. Let's just, oh, there's a card inside. Let's look at the card before we look at what's in Joe's package. Big Fatty, we know what is in Joe's package, and it's mammoth. Anyway, y'all, it's a picture of a puppy dog. Y'all, that is just so sweet, a puppy dog for a change. And he's sound asleep. And it says, Dear Big Fatty and Poodle McNoodle. Oh, Big Fatty, it's for me too. Thank you for the privilege of being the number one fan of the BFO for 2011. It was an honor. I saw these and thought Big Fatty might be able to use these in the Fat Cave, as cleanliness is next to the big can of Crisco. Big Fatty, that doesn't sound like it's for me. Love and hugs, Joe. Well, Joe, thank you so much. It's a lovely card. Y'all, let's just see what we got in here. Y'all, let's just see. What do we got here? Oh. Y'all, it is a pig soap on a rope. Big Fatty, that is definitely for you. And y'all, his tail is the rope. But y'all, it's cute as it can be. It's a pink pig, and it is pink pig. It's a raspberry flavored, scented pig on a rope. And y'all, then there's a little pig also. It's a little keychain. And y'all, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Oh, Big Fatty, all we hear is you vomiting. Y'all, the little pig oinks or grunts or something. And he lights up. I know you can't hear it light up. Big Fatty, no, because that is a visual, and this is an oral. Yes? Joe, that is just lovely. I love the little keychain and the pig soap on a rope. And yes, that'll go very nice next to the can of Crisco. I do hope that yes, Big Fatty, never mind, move forward. Anyway, so, Joe, thank you so much for thinking of Big Fatty and of me, Big Fatty. Can I have the keychain? Of course. And, Poodle McNoodle's gonna get the keychain. Big Fatty's gonna get the, soap, pig soap on a rope. Big Fatty, let me just see if I can smell it. Oh, it does smell good, y'all. That's lovely. And, y'all, I'm not never. Y'all, speaking of, yes, Big Fatty, there's breaking news.
This year's into the BFO Spotting Big Fatty desk. Evidently, Spotting Big Fatty is on the Twitty.
Big Fatty, lovely, just lovely. Now, y'all, this is something that just broke. Big Fatty, like your wind, that just broke right before Big Fatty began recording. And y'all, evidently, Spotting Big Fatty is sending out the Twitty request. I don't remember exactly what it was. It was like, I don't remember. But y'all, I have not received. Big Fatty has not received a follow request. I cannot neither confirm nor deny this. Other than if it's not, y'all, then Degassi, y'all, if it's not Spotting Big Fatty, y'all, then it is the veritable Virgo's fault, because y'all, he's the one out there spreading vicious rumors. Vicious rumors, but y'all, it's okay because, you know, he's unsubscribed. Big Fatty, you make it sound like he subscribed to begin with. How do you unsubscribe if you never subscribed to begin with? Dear Gussie. Y'all, I'm going to try to go back to the coal mine today and see how long I can stand having clothes on. Big Fatty, please do us all a favor. It just makes us all want to just turn and blow our Cheerios, right, Hat M?
Oh, I think Big Fatty is confusing.
No, he's not confusing. He's just vulgar. He's just vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.